Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the big storylines for the Lions this season was, what are you going to look like without Ben Johnson? And a good test against a good Browns defense this week. But, John, can we already cash the receipt? Ben Johnson will not be missed.
Yeah. Does anybody miss him yet? No, I don't. Week one happened. There's no denying that. But when Ben Johnson was offensive coordinator for the first time, toys aside, you know, different things that he could do with the offense, it took him till, what, the eighth game before he started really getting things going. It was, you know, they were 1-6. We were curious, would it take that long for John Morton? Were they going to be 2-4, 2-5? And right now they're sitting at 2-1 with two dominant performances, one of them against Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen. So no, Ben Johnson's not missed. At all.
And you don't want to wait to see how they look against the Browns.
And we can even go back to what Ben Johnson said. Ben Johnson didn't say he would be missed. In fact, he said the opposite. You won't miss me. This is a Ferrari. It's just keep it on the tracks. Mm-hmm. And that's all John Morton has had to do.
So it's turnkey. In some ways, they're better.
Well, yeah.
John, you had those stats like what, back-to-back games with 90 points and like 900 yards. And it hasn't happened since the 50s.
Right. Two-game span since the 50s.
Yeah. Now, they had the highest yards per play since the 60s when they faced the Bears. Mm-hmm. Better than any game where Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
I know it's three games in, and I know they have yet to play Cleveland, which is a very tough defense. But I agree with you. I think this is Dan Campbell's offense. You were the first to say it. I think you were right that this is not going to be a situation where the creativity left the building. Like, John, one of the cool plays they ran on Monday night was that 4th-and-1 where St. Brown was in the backfield and it looked like an option and he pitches it for the touchdown. That same play, people have found it in the Saints playbook from when Dan Campbell was there. Yeah. And then other people dug even further back and found that Dan Campbell's Dallas Cowboys ran that play when he was a player for them. So this is one of those things that they've had. Like, Dan Campbell has this wealth of knowledge. He's played and coached long enough. He's been around a lot of good coaches, Parcells and Sean Payton, that he has creativity in his playbook. That Ben Johnson didn't take all the secret recipes out the door with him. They still have all of the bedrock fundamentals. They ran a ton of duo and they ran the ball, but they still have all the fun creative stuff too. Ben Johnson wasn't the mad scientist. Dan Campbell's the mad scientist. And he doesn't come across that way because he's the meathead. But he's also got a bunch of good stuff in this playbook.
It's also a little bit not fair in saying that, you know, we don't miss Ben Johnson because Ben Johnson helped build this offense. Yes, it's Dan Campbell's offense. Ben Johnson was one that helped develop, along with Mark Brunell, Jared Goff. Because Jared Goff is a much better quarterback. Now, when we talked to Dan Campbell, he brought it up. We didn't even ask him. We were talking about the offensive line and other things, and then he brought up the high-level decision-making and the calls that are made that a coach can't, the microphone cuts off. Coach can't make any more adjustments. It is up to your quarterback to look at that defense, look at what's called with the personnel groups on the field, the formation, all that stuff, and say, you know what? This is no good. Let's check into something else. And Jared Goff has been able to operate this offense. And I know he's limited. You know, saying he's limited physically in terms of his mobility is the understatement of the century. But he is really good at processing defenses. He's really accurate. Like those third down conversions in that 98-yard drive to Sam Laporta were high-level throws and decisions. His ability to not say, I've got to go deep to J-Mo every single time. I've got to find a way to take the top off of this defense.
Yep.
He is very patient, very methodical, and very cerebral. And so whatever he lacks in mobility, he makes up in processing speed.
Yeah, and if you want to give Ben Johnson credit for helping him grow and evolve as a quarterback,
sure.
I think that's fair. But Jared Goff did grow and evolve as a quarterback and no longer needs Ben Johnson. They're not going to miss Ben Johnson. I think we can cash that receipt after only 3 weeks.
So players still need coaches. And yeah. Who's his coach? Mark Brunell.
Yes.
He's still there. And John Morton was here a couple of years ago, so he's not coming in blind.
Mm-hmm.
So the stat getting thrown around after week one was the record for Jared Goff when he didn't have Ben Johnson or Sean McVay calling his plays. Yeah. Nobody's texted that in the last couple of weeks. I maybe a slight caution in this, just that, okay, the best defense they played against, they did not look good this year, and now they're playing another really good defense this year or this weekend. Are we getting a little premature and ahead of ourselves on John Morton has completely already replaced Ben Johnson?
Okay, well,
I don't think we are. I mean, look, John Morton has inherited the DNA of what Dan Campbell wants, which is running the football. I mean, he said yesterday, he goes, the Browns haven't seen anything like we've got yet in the running game. And Jim Schwartz countered and said, well, I'm not so sure about that. Green Bay ran pretty well early in the game. Yada, yada, all that. But to me, this goes back to year one with Campbell. They ran these plays after Anthony Lynn got removed from play calling. Like, there were elements of the same offense. It was just the players were Tom Kennedy and Jamal Williams. The players, the talent is better around it now. That's why it works.
Right.
I'd buy that. Sure.
And I'll go back to, it's always best to use what Dan Campbell says. And I asked him about the offensive line and how much it's grown, Tate Ratledge and Mahogany. Like, what did he say? He said, yeah, those guys have gotten better. But he also said there's a way to protect him in play calling. What did I say throughout the entire offseason? When you're going to have those two young guards, you can protect them with how you call the plays, how you structure the offense. And that's both John Morton and Dan Campbell. So in game one, they learned some tough lessons. They learned some tough lessons as players. They learned some tough lessons as play callers. What positions can we put them in to be successful? Now that they've got that, they'll put a little bit more on their plate every single week, but they're still going to protect young guards and be able to protect their quarterback at the same time.
So is it irrelevant that Ben Johnson left?
As of now, yeah. It's irrelevant. And I'll go back to Ben Johnson said he would be irrelevant. This offense would continue to operate at an extremely high level. And if he was referencing the fact that Dan Campbell's still here or it's just the players that they have available, it's the level at which Jared Goff is operating the offense, Ben Johnson knew all of that. And it's okay.
248-539-9797. When Ben Johnson left, this show said, they'll be fine with Dan Campbell's offense.
Mm-hmm.
Can we cash that receipt 3 weeks in? Or do you want to see how they look against the Browns? Do you want to see how they look in some other games? Or do you just trust what Dan Campbell continues to do, which is run the show, run the offense, and we've seen it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.